You see, there's yourself, baby love, which is your personality, who you think you are, which is an accumulation of experiences and attitudes walking around in a flesh body. And then there's yourself with a capital S. That's more like your soul or spirit, sometimes called your holy guardian angel. You were born with it. You couldn't be alive without it. And it knows more about your self-personality than you do. The central challenge of every human being is to understand that whatever happens to the physical body during a lifetime was designed and executed by their resident self. The kicker here is that your personality has no clue about yourself or what it's up to in this life, let alone what it experienced during its past lives. Well, let me tell you, sweets, if you're miserable in your life, it's because you're out of sync, out of touch, facing the wrong direction, and making unwise decisions because you think you know it all, or pretending you do. If and when you finally understand that yourself is not in control of the events happening to your body, then you can begin to look at your misery as a classroom where yourself is teaching yourself to be in touch, in sync, and make fewer unwise decisions on the way to actually knowing it all. As much as folks screech, scream, and scrape the sides of the tube of what appears to be the way down, experiences really turn out to be the way up, or the way of expanding consciousness and increasing illumination. We are in error who think we know anything and proceed to judge everything by how we feel.